I'm Hillary.
And I'm Sandra. Coming up on the Quick and the Dirty podcast, we're going to talk about naked people, nudists. Not just any nudists, guys. Top-notch nudists. The best of the best.
They have an active Instagram account, and they followed both Sandra and I and slid into our DMs. And we thought, why not interview them to find out what makes them top-notch?
Actually, Hillary, I slid into their DMs. I did. So did.
The Quick and the Dirty Podcast with Hillary Welch and Sandra Plagakis.
When you talk to a nudist, the first thing you start thinking of is, wow, how comfortable would I be being naked around people? Wow, could I do that? Is that a thing? I would, for me, not ever, no way, no how. What about you?
I am quite comfortable being nude on my own, but not with people, especially, well, I'm in an interesting situation because I have stepkids. So, like, there is a four-layer rule in this house.
So at all times, everybody is fully clothed. Who made that rule?
The kids, because they're just, I mean, it is fair. It's totally fair. They're all so preteens. So, you know, body image, preteens, everybody cover up.
Have they ever caught you in a state of undress?
There was a moment, but it was totally never addressed.
Well, you should address it on your podcast. That's what you should do.
That's what we're doing right now.
All right.
So how do you feel about your naked body? Like, are you self-conscious about it? I feel like I know the answer because we talk every week.
Oh, I'm repulsed by myself. Thank you for asking, though. How about you?
Honestly, I will say that I am in no way a nudist, but I do believe in cleaning my house naked.
When you say naked, let's just be clear, like no underwear?
Well, underwear, but like not necessarily a bra, because if you're home alone, why? And then also, it's really more about laziness than anything else. If I clean and close, 90% chance bleach is getting on my black yoga pants. How many of those have I ruined?
Right.
And also, you get sweaty when you clean. Who likes laundry?
Okay, this is fair. I know what you mean. I risk it. I'm like, I'll take the laundry over my floppy body any day of the week.
Catching it in a mirror.
Oh my God. And plus, you know, I do have teenage boys who actually see me in states of undress all the time. I was that mom who would be like on the toilet talking to them when they were little. I still, like, they'll still walk in on me in my bedroom or something, and I'll be like in the bathroom. I'll be like, shut the door. And I'll be, okay, just turn around and talk. But they constantly see me in my bra and panties when I'm changing and running around the house and grabbing my stuff. And I always say to them, like, they used to be like, ew. And I'm like, first of all, if I was on a beach and I was wearing a bikini, this would not be an ew moment, right? I would be on a beach. It would be different.
That's the way our world has worked. And I don't know if it's good or it's bad. I think it's really important that we teach children that their bodies are their bodies and they belong to them and they should always be comfortable because, well, the world is a crazy place. At the same time, I still kind of believe that we over-sexualize the human body, and bodies are just bodies.
We're pretty excited about this episode because I think, Hillary, we can actually agree that this episode was actually born on Instagram.
Yeah, you know how you hear stories about people sliding into your DMs and then relationships starting? Well, yeah. Our guest today, well, he followed both Sandra and I on Instagram, so we did the polite thing and followed back, and now we both feel like we know him and his queen very intimately.
We've been following you, Matt. We've been following you very closely because it's not often that you get an Instagram handle called Top Notch Nudists following you. And quite frankly, we want to learn all about it. We want to learn everything. Please welcome to the Quick and the Dirty podcast. This is Naked Guy Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Sandra. Hey, Hillary.
Welcome so much to the podcast. Can I just say that I feel like visually I have given your partner a breast exam and would know if she has any lumps right now. Like, I have seen so many intimate pics of her boobies.
Well, let us know if you see anything that's of concern.
We'll definitely phone it in if we see something. So, Matt, I got to say, when you followed me on Instagram, it was noticeable because I went top-notch nudist. What the fuck makes you better than all the others? Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's a story behind the name.
Okay, go ahead.
So we were out and about driving around, and we came across this work truck of a tree maintenance group called Top Notch Tree Maintenance. And their slogan is, "It's not the 60s, trim your bush."
Love it.
So the queen and I look at each other, and we couldn't pass up the opportunity. So we set up the camera, the phone, put it on the timer, and take a couple of naked pictures beside their truck just to, you know, you just can't turn that up.
Okay, so I got to ask, how did you and your queen meet each other, and how did you decide that nudity was your lifestyle?
I've been doing nudist nature stuff for 20-some-odd years or more. The queen and I, we got together about 2 years ago, and so she kind of adopted it through me. She hadn't really done much with it, hadn't partaken in much of it, and it was something that I enjoyed doing. So she's always game for just about anything. So yeah, sure, why not?
Well, her tits are all over Instagram. Sure, she is.
Well, you know, she's got them. I think it's an injustice to hide them. So,
and that's, I love that. That isn't that the right way to see it too, Hillary? That you're right. She has tits. Where's the shame in showing the world her boobies? And you're right. I like that attitude, Matt.
Well, thank you,
Matt. Honestly, they are so beautifully ample. My head is jealous. They're so
Matt,
big.
Do you think she would mind if Hillary and I went in for a motorboat?
Probably not. No. I mean, you'd have to ask her. They're hers, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't speak for her.
I just, like, she's got the kind of boobies that were built for motorboating. I know, because I have the same boobies. And Hillary has motorboated me on more than one occasion.
Like, I'm quite professional at the motorboating. It's true. It's just your jealousy and curiosity. It honestly is. It's like, these are things I don't have. Let me play with them.
So you are in this new relationship. Can I just actually, before we get into the nudity and all of that kind of thing,
yep.
I feel like two things are going on here. You are also you're a nudist or a naturist, as you say, but you also refer to your significant other as your queen. Now, what's why is she royalty? What does she have that I don't?
Well, she's my queen, right? So it's more of a reference to each other.
Is that a common moniker for nudists or naturists to use the king, queen, prince?
It's just amongst the two of us. She calls me her king, and I call her my queen. And it's more we're kind of keeping a little bit of anonymity on Instagram with this account. So we just, instead of using our names on it, we've just gone with king and queen for now.
Okay, fair enough. I was just curious about that. I didn't know if that worked, you know, hand in hand with the lifestyle or anything like that. So that's just your own thing.
Not completely unrelated.
Completely unrelated. Fair enough. Let's get
back
to the nudity.
And we were also curious if whether there was some sort of sub and dom connotation. So thank you for clearing that up.
Can we get back to the nudity?
Why, yes, ma'am.
Well, okay, let's do that then. Okay, Matt, you say that you have dabbled in this lifestyle for 20-odd years. Let's go back, shall we, to those times where it began. Like, was there someone who brought you into the lifestyle, or how did you find it? What happened?
I just really enjoyed being naked. It's just more of it was a comfort thing. I've always found it more comfortable to have no clothes on.
So
I've also found it very relaxing. If you get, I found where anytime I get to a point where I can just take the clothes off and be me, it's it's very relaxing and it charges my batteries, and I come out rested and recharged afterwards.
Favorite activities to do nude? Go.
all of them. I don't know, sunbathe, swim, hike. Every now and then get a volleyball game in.
Whoa, that's a lot of bouncing.
Too much jiggling. I'm out.
You've been doing this for 20 years, which makes me think you're not a spring chicken.
Well, I guess it depends on your definition of a spring chicken. Only as young as you feel, right?
Yeah, but gravity is not kind. My body can tell you this. So volleyball.
Well, there's parts of my body that'll tell you that too.
Volleyball seems like a lot, Newt.
I know, right?
I guess it depends on comfort level, right? So, I guess it may not be for everyone.
When you realize that you like to be naked and it gave you comfort and all of those things, were you just like a naked guy, or did you join a community?
More or less just a naked guy for the longest time. There is a community here in Ottawa, the Ottawa Naturists, and I knew that they existed and wanted to join, but just scheduling just didn't permit. And in the last year, the Queen and I, we joined, and we've been, enjoying their activities and whatnot, but I was just kind of doing it out on my own, doing my own thing for the longest time.
And why did you join a community? What did you feel the community could give you that, being naked on your own couldn't?
Well, there's a social aspect to it. The way the community works is there's swims throughout the year and activities through the summer where you get together with other like-minded individuals, and the social aspect of it. We go for barbecues or be able to talk at swims or go to a campsite or whatnot.
So it gives you an opportunity to be nude outside of your home?
Sorry, what was that?
So does it give you more of an opportunity to be nude outside of your home and participate in more lifestyle activities that maybe wouldn't necessarily, according to society, be appropriate elsewhere?
That's another part of it, yeah. We try to organize other activities, if we can find a bowling alley that'll accept us and has the proper, infrastructure, they'll, try to do a bowling night or try to do a movie night or, if someone can host a party, has a house big enough, then we'll, find an activity to do there, karaoke night or whatnot.
Oh, karaoke too. Oh, God.
adds a social aspect to the lifestyle as well, as opposed to just enjoying, say, nature or whatnot.
I really respect anybody who is so comfortable with their body that they can sort of drop trow in a room full of people and not care what other people think. Was it weird the first time that you were naked in front of just a ton of people?
Not really. Because one of the things I like the most about the naturist community is the most accepting people that I've ever met. They don't care about your social status. They don't care about anything other than whether or not you're a good person. That's all. And so everyone's so accepting of who you are and how you are that it adds to that comfort. The only concern I had was I'd never having been naked in front of a large group of people like that is, you never know when certain natural occurrences will pop up. And
you mean Hottie McHottie walks by and you're like, whoa, no, I'm not looking, honey. And
and the little soldier stands at attention. Yeah.
And you're like, no, I didn't find her attractive at all.
Yeah.
Shit. He gave me away.
So just concerned about that, but everything is so, it's so relaxed and it becomes, it just becomes normal, and so that nothing like that has ever happened.
Okay, so hasn't, because that was going to be my next question. Has it ever happened to you? The answer is no.
not to me, not yet. let's hope it, you know, it could be a little embarrassing. Because it's not, that's one of the things about nudism and naturism, that there is absolutely nothing sexual involved. So it can cause trouble if you're not handled properly.
Oh, because I would imagine when you're naked in front of that many people for that long, you know, you're spending a weekend together, a full day together, you get desensitized to their parts and you don't even worry about it. It's not an issue. So for you to pop a boner, I could see that would be a bit of an issue.
No, but you know what? It got me thinking. For people who are not familiar with this lifestyle of naturism, I think the normal thing to do would be to think that not only are people naturists, but they're probably also swingers. Is that the case or is that not the case? Because for people who haven't been exposed, I would assume they think that.
It is a very, very common misconception. It's not that at all. Some naturists can be swingers, but that's not the case all the time. It's an exception as opposed to the rule.
So when you think about what's happening at a weekend retreat at a campsite, it's not a giant orgy. It's just a bunch of people who like to be naked together. You're doing activities. A lot of people go with their partners, I imagine.
Well, and a lot of people go with families. There's kids around because the entire family has adopted that lifestyle. So it's not,
mosquito bite.
There's no sex around. Like, it's not at all.
Camping nude sounds like the worst thing ever. Mosquito bites in places you never want them.
Well, you bring your repellent.
Yeah, Hillary, you bring your repellent.
That, I don't know about you, but everything burns on a vagina. So that sounds like a terrible idea.
I wouldn't know. I don't put my vagina out in the sun, but I guess you do, Hillary.
I have a backyard pool. Shut up.
Well, it's quite the experience getting sun on all your parts. It's much better than keeping them covered up, I assure you.
Do you feel liberated?
Very much so.
So that's what it is.
It's a big part of it. Yeah, there's a liberation that comes with it. But then again, the relaxation and recharging that happens as well.
How does being naked relax you? Because to me, I would just be more tense, like, who's looking at my ass right now? Who's looking at my sunned up vagina right now? I'd be stressed. So the fact that you get the opposite effect is very interesting to me.
A lot of it too is being in an environment where you don't have to worry about who's looking and that kind of thing. You know, if it's when you're at a resort, it doesn't matter. Everyone else is naked too. It's not a who's looking or whatnot. And it's also kind of letting go of that. Well, who's looking? Well, who cares? They want to look. Go ahead and look. This is what I'm doing. I'm enjoying myself.
What I love so much about you and your queen is that you both have beautiful bodies, but they are very normal bodies. Like, they're very typical human bodies. It's not like you spend 17 hours a day working out so that you're perfectly chiseled. Like, you're human normal bodies, and they are so beautiful and so confident. And that is really lovely.
Well, thank you very much. It's definitely a work in progress. It's not because, you know, we're confident, but there's still, you know, questions about and doubts about how we look.
Interesting.
Just do our best to determine. We know we're not perfect, but I've always kind of been, you know, well, this is who I am. This is how I am. Who cares? But there's always a little bit of doubt and a little bit of.
Really? You seem so very powerful in your confidence.
Well, thank you. And there's always a little bit, but it's not. It's one of those things where you learn to live with it, but also the confidence outweighs it. And then it's not I just don't really care that much about what other people think. This is me. This is who I am.
Does that confidence bleed into your regular life, when you go to work, when you see members of your family, does that just bring you confidence knowing that you are this person in your spare time?
To a certain extent, it's a body positivity type of confidence where this is who I am and this is what I, this is how I feel about myself, but I don't, it's not, there's other lack of confidence in other aspects of life.
Yeah, fair enough. God, Hillary, wouldn't you just love to like look in the mirror and have no insecurities whatsoever?
Absolutely. But I think, you know what I love most about you and your queen is that both of you take an equal role in celebrating the other person. And it's so obvious if you follow Top Notch Nudists on Instagram is that when you take a picture of your queen and you post it online, like you could not be prouder. And the same thing goes the other way. And I think as human beings, we look at our bodies and we're so nervous. Like I know, even though I know my partner cares deeply about me and he finds me deeply attractive, like to be celebrated in that way by your partner, like, hey, look at my beautiful spouse. Like, wow, that is a really lovely thing that you are doing for each other. Have you really honed in on that? Like, do you love celebrating your partner's body?
Yes. And it works both ways. She'll tell me how handsome she thinks I am and how sexy I think I am. And I don't see it because I look at me and I'm me. I'm confident in who I am, but I don't see it that way. But to me, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And that's why I try to celebrate it. I don't want to hide her. That's an injustice to the world to me.
Okay, the fact that you said that she's the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. Kisses to you. That's so lovely. Just to hear how lovely you guys are with each other. But I interrupted. Go ahead. Sorry, you didn't finish your thought.
Like I'm crying a little bit.
Sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm excited.
I guess I got slightly derailed. I'm not 100% sure where I was going.
Okay. Can I ask you a question about nudity and sex for a minute? Because
sure.
here, this is, you know, my take on what I think sex is because, you know, I mean, it's all from memory now, but, for me, when I, let's say, you know, hypothetically have sex with somebody, again, we're theater of the mind people, and I...
She's been married a million years, no you know.
And I... part of sex is the part of where you disrobe and you reveal your body and there's, you know, the other person will be like, oh yeah, boobies or something. When you're always naked, does that excitement level drop down because you're so desensitized to seeing each other's naked bodies that, you know, there's no sexy reveal during sexy time? Does that make sense?
I mean, in some cases, it's definitely not the case for us. I could see her disrobe a million times and I'd be just as excited as the first time.
Well,
is there some way that you guys spice up your sex life though? Like, because nudity is not the sexiness. Cause in our house, it's like, hey, I'm walking around nude. That's the sign, right?
Hi.
That's your cue. I'm ready. So you're always nude. What's the cue?
I don't know. We communicate other ways. Just because we're naked all the time doesn't mean it changes that. I know we just kind of communicate it. And okay, so I guess we're doing this now and we go ahead.
So you use your words like adults. It's very refreshing.
There's all types of communication. It's not just verbal. There's, you know, there's physical and body language and well, you know, sometimes little soldiers at attention, right? So that's a...
There it is.
That's a pretty good cue.
Yeah. Okay. So that, because I, you know, I like the, for me, you know, like I say, sex to me in my brain anyway, is about the... the seduction, the undressing.
In my brain, anyway. Sorry, that took a second. You know, back in the mythical days when it happened.
You bitch. That's so true, though.
Ouch.
Matt, do you just, when you guys, because for, like I say, it's for me, the seduction is undressing. Do you guys fantasize about dressing each other?
No.
No?
Not too often, no. Well, I can't speak for the queen, but.
I'm going to put some pants on you, sweetheart. That's hot.
Oh, a tie? Oh, okay. Fucking hot.
Well, I guess, because then as you're getting dressed, the fantasy could then be how you're going to take them off.
Yeah. I'll dress you to undress you again, and back and forth, sure. And back and forth we go. What about, you know, not getting into your job? I know you work in construction. Do the people you work with know about this life you have?
Some do, some don't. I don't run around broadcasting it too loud.
And do you trust the people that do know? Like, you must.
Yep. Yeah, there's a reason why they know, and there's a reason why others don't know. And in a lot of cases, it's the reason I don't tell people. I just don't feel like dealing with any kind of ribbing or bullshit teasing that'll come out of it. I'm too old for that.
Fair enough. And you know, it's funny. It's not like it's illegal to be naked. It's not like you're, you know, drug dealing or killing anybody, whatever. All you're doing is taking off your pants. It doesn't warrant the amount of secrecy that you give it, though. Have you thought of that?
No, not really, to be honest.
All right. But I know what I could imagine that if everybody you work with knew, that would be the only thing anyone wanted to talk about with you.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, misconceptions about it as well. So to have to deal with, to set those straight on a regular basis isn't something I'm looking forward to doing all the time.
Yeah.
Right. So what are those biggest misconceptions? I mean, I think we tackled a few of them, that you're all swingers, yeah, which is not the case. What are some of the other ones?
Well, a lot of people look at it as well, I don't want to see that person naked, or they'll look at me and say, oh, I wouldn't want to see you naked. And it's not about that. It's not about who you see naked. It's about just being naked and being in that moment and enjoying the company of other people and enjoying nature as nature.
Right.
Intended.
So why do you think that everybody thinks that being naked is your opportunity? That is an interesting connect. I only stop because my brain just made it that. Why is it that we always put that pressure that to be naked, your only purpose to be naked is to turn somebody else on?
I don't know, possibly from the taboo aspect of it, that it's, you know, for the most part, it's frowned upon to be naked.
Yeah.
Amongst other people. So it because of the taboo aspect of it, it becomes a forbidden fruit, so to speak. And so then it because it's forbidden, it's the only purpose for it is to turn people on.
Do you find in your, I get a big part of it too is the community aspect as well. And that sounds really nice. And you all have this commonality. Are there any weirdos in the bunch though, who like to stare at other people's parts? I have to ask.
No, any kind of, that kind of leering and making people uncomfortable usually gets dealt with very, very quickly, because the idea of it is that everyone has to be comfortable. And if somebody isn't comfortable, then most people aren't comfortable. So it gets dealt with very quickly and changed some way.
So you guys really watch out for each other?
Well, yeah, you would have to. It's a community. So part of community is looking after one another.
Do you worry about getting photos of yourselves naked online without your consent? Because we're all terrified of our own nudies going online, let's be honest.
When it comes to photography at events, it's always very, it's it's very controlled. Someone pulls out a camera. It's in the rules everywhere that you can only take a picture of someone with their consent. So it, as far as the community goes, that's not an issue. It's policed very stringently and strictly. In general, I mean, that it has happened. People have taken our pictures and posted them on you see them stolen on Instagram and whatnot. That part of it is kind of, it's part of the deal that comes with posting stuff on Instagram.
I've always said, Hillary, back me up on this. We treat the human body, like you said earlier, Matt, like it's so taboo to be naked. And, you know, there's still, we have so many hang-ups about our naked bodies. I've always said, why not at like, let's say this Tuesday at 10 a.m., everybody in the world, release your nudes online. There, done. Take a naked picture of yourself,
honestly,
put it all out there, and we're all naked, we've all seen each other naked, let's move on and stop stealing each other's nudes and posting them online. Let's just do it.
I honestly agree with you, like, by making it taboo, we've maybe overly sexualized the human body. Like, think about when you were a kid, and you would go to the community pool with your mom or whatever, and you'd be changing in the change room and everyone would be changing together and it was like, whatever. And we've all been to the gym where that older lady is walking around with it all hanging out and she doesn't give a fuck.
She's
but
the best.
In the younger generation, that does not happen. Like, I look at myself and I protect myself, and then even my kids, like my kids would not in a million years dream about changing out in the open, because they've been told that their bodies are basically just an opportunity to be sexualized. And I think that that's so very wrong, because we're making it a thing where it wasn't necessarily always a thing.
Yeah. I was waiting for Matt to say something.
But, like, do you feel that? Like, what's your comfort level, Sandra, when you, like, because I know you go to the gym, getting naked in the change room. Like, have you noticed that difference in generations where the younger kids are, like, even more protected
100%,
than we are?
100%. First of all, I mean, let me just say this. I can't even look at my own naked body when I get out of the shower and I'm alone. That's not my favorite, because I have so many hang-ups, which I'm working through, and it's much better. But it's still, I could never be a nudist. I'm so sorry. I could never be one of you, Matt. But let me say this. At the gym, I do not change and get naked in front of anybody. I can change, but only to like my bra and my underwear, but nobody's getting any full frontal out of me. And if I do have to change and like go full frontal, whatever, I go into one of those stalls. But I'm always amazed at the older women who are like, they'll fully drop trout, bend over, I see their asshole, we move on with our days, you know? It's like, oh.
But it's like nothing to them. And is it because that they're like, well, no one's going to look at me that way, so I don't really feel objectified? Or what's the deal? Like, why is it becoming such a thing? And are we creating this sort of nervousness around nudity in our younger generations because of all the creepy in the world?
Oh, you know, it's funny because you're right. You're right, Hillary, but at the same time, there's another message that we are being pumped with, which is body positivity. Love your body. It's beautiful. You know, embrace the curves and all of those things. And we're doing all of those things, too. I see it, though, too. I think the younger generation is 100% more careful in the changing room. And I don't see young bodies at all. And yeah, and the older people, they give zero fucks. They're past the point of giving a shit what anybody thinks about them. And I'm living between those two worlds. I'm still like hanging on to the notion that I'm not comfortable being naked, even in front of other women, but I'm not at the point where I give zero fucks. There are three fucks are still given with me, but not zero.
So Matt, clearly you give zero fucks, but in like the normal world of like the, and I don't say normal, I mean, I did say normal, but I don't mean it. I mean, in the average world out and about, if you're in a change room or whatever, are you balls out? Like, don't give
Pardon
a fuck? Or are you more protective because...
He's always balls out,
Hillary. Are you more protective? Yeah, I know. But are you more protective because you know you're not in a safe space?
I guess it would depend on the space itself, but for the most part, I'm not shying away from nudity. I'm not shying away from someone seeing me, depending on the situation. And even when I'm out and about, let's say if I'm going to go swimming somewhere, if I can go naked, I'm going to, but I'm going to be mindful of who's around, and maybe they don't want to see that. Maybe they're not interested in seeing what, and it's part of their comfort level. I've got a swimming hole close to home that I love going to. I don't have a pool, so it becomes my pool, but it's a public space. And, you know, if there's somebody around, and I'll ask them, I'll say, well, I kind of prefer to go naked. Do you mind if I go naked, just to see, make sure that they're okay with it? Because if they're not okay with it, I don't want to project that onto them without their consent. So I'll ask, and if they agree, then okay. And if not, I've had people say, I'd really rather you didn't. Kind of rains on my parade a bit. And, oh, shit, now I got to get my shorts wet.
Poor Matt.
Part of it, you know what I thought to myself when he said that? I was like, is it creepier to ask or just go? Well, like, that, I don't know in my head what it is.
That question has gone through my mind on more than one occasion. It's one of those things where it's best to get the consent and make sure they're okay with it.
Yeah, if you take your pants off in public without asking, even if there's one witness at a local pool, or not a pool, I know what you're saying. There's these little private beaches all over the city. I'm thinking of quarries as well. I'm thinking you're going to get the cops called on you, you know, because that doesn't look...
get the cops involved.
That's right. We don't want the cops involved. And it looks shady if you're all of a sudden, hey, I'm naked, you know, that's not who you are, but they don't know that. And
yeah,
to ask, but if some guy came up to me and said, listen, I'd like to be naked, do you have a problem with it? I'd be like, yeah, keep your goddamn pants on. I don't think I'd like either option, Matt, to be honest with you.
Well, my thing is, if some guy came up to me and asked if he would mind if he was naked, if I said yes, I figure that would be consenting to the fact that I'm looking for a show. You know what I mean? So that's where, like, that's why I asked, that it's just an interesting thing, because you never know. We live in such a fucked up world.
Right. And we immediately think about the worst case scenario. Again, like Hillary said earlier, when you think nudity, you think sex. And that is not even remotely where you're coming from. You just want to have a nice swim on a hot day. And it is your normal. And you've been naked more time. Hey, we've all been naked. We should be used to it by now. But public nakedness is a whole different thing. So I feel bad that you probably get people looking at you the way they look at you. And I imagine when people say, no, I don't want you to be naked in front of me, how does that make you feel?
I mean, I'm a little disappointed that, you know, I don't get my skinny dip in, but, or in my case, a chunky dunk, but I mean, such is life.
Oh, I hear you, Matt. We are soul people.
Matt, I can't thank you enough for coming on the podcast today. Can I also mention that Matt is a listener? Did I mention he's actually a listener of our podcast, Hillary?
Yeah, and it's awesome. Matt, I have one more question to ask you that if you give the wrong answer, I will be wholly disappointed.
So the pressure's on is what you're saying?
Yes, it is. Matt, are you naked right now?
Unfortunately not.
What? What? I'm so disappointed.
Like you said, I work in construction. I got to have some PPE on.
He's got his steel toe boots, Hillary. That's the answer there.
And a mask. Otherwise, naked.
Matt, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. You're awesome. I look forward to seeing your junk all over the internet.
Thank you very much. I look forward to posting it on the internet.
Say hi to the queen for us. I'll virtually motorboat her later.
No problem. I will. Thank you very much, ladies. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
This episode is over, but the conversation doesn't have to be. Follow Hillary and Sandra on social. Instagram at Hillary on Air, at SandraKiss1053. Twitter at Hillary Welch, at SandraKiss1053. And on Facebook at Quick and Dirty Podcast. Got a question? Email Hillary and Sandra, thequickandthedirty@gmail.com. Don't forget, you can download the podcast each week to your mobile device to listen offline. Find The Quick and the Dirty on frequencypodcastnetwork.com, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts.